so that you get the gist of what I want to say. His mother, Jesus' mother, said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. God is speaking to us. We don't have an option to decide whether we want to obey or not. I know Mary, mother of Jesus, she must have been taken up with this man, baby, boy, man. The angels told her, this thing that you're going to be bringing forth will be called the Son of God. Now, when a woman hears that, that's a tremendous statement. He will be called Son of God. Furthermore, she heard the angel said to her that he will be Emmanuel, God with us. Now she, I'm sure, experienced some things that we don't know about as she watches her son grow up. There must be things that happened that we can't explain, or she can't explain. But the Bible says she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And so, at the wedding, knowing her son as she does, she says to the servants, whatever he says. And notice, it's not whatever he says, do it. Whatever he says to you. And the same applies to us today. Whatever Jesus says to you, do it. I tell you why. Because in Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, and verse 1 says, God, what various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, God is speaking, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3. This person, the Son of God, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he hath by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty in high. Matthew 17 and verse 5. Matthew 17 verse 5. The word of God says, God is speaking through his son. But he also says, while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Notice this. Listen to him. What did Mary say? Whatever he says to you, do it. From time to time, God speaks to us, but we are smarter than God. We are smarter than God. Let me show you. Matthew 3 and verse 13. Matthew Gospel 3, verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Verse 14, John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And you coming to me? In other words, John is saying, you grew up with me. I know who you are. In fact, you're the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, baptism that John baptized was, I think it's in verse 5 of the same Matthew 3. Verse 5 of Matthew 3. I'm using the board. Verse 5. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region about, around Jordan, went out to him, verse 6, and were baptized by him into Jordan, confessing their sins. So John preached baptism of repentance. And so John is saying, you, the Son of God, who is sinless, you don't need to be baptized for cleansing of sin. In fact, you should be baptizing me. And you come to me and ask me to baptize you. And Jesus said to John, suffer it to be now. In other words, when the Lord speaks, he says, whatever he says to you, do it. John, I want you to baptize me. Hold on a minute. No, you don't need to be baptized. I know more than you. You are the Son of God. You are sinless. Why would I baptize you? That's for sinners. And Jesus says, just do what I ask you. So, John baptized Jesus. The result, of course, is that the heavens are open and God exposes his Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Do you find yourself telling God what you think? Do you? Let me give you another one. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, had seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Ananias says, Lord, I don't know if you know what I know. Now, I'm going to tell you, you don't mean me to go to this man who is a murderer. You don't know that? Saul of Tarsus is a murderer. And you're telling me to go touch him, go near him? In fact, he just got the keys to go and get some of the saints of God and put them in prison. Lord, do you understand? Do you understand what you're saying? The Lord says, go. Whatever he says to you, do it. Ananias didn't know that the Lord chose Paul to preach gospel, and preach the gospel he did. Let me give you another one. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Notice it says, "Let down your net for a catch." Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing." In other words, what Simon is saying to Jesus is, "Listen, I'm a very experienced fisherman. I know when to fish and when not to fish. You're a preacher. All night I've been trying to catch fish. There are no fish around here. And you're telling me to go into the deep where there is no fish? Lord, do you understand? Do you know what's going on?" Peter says, "I've seen this gentleman done some things. So nevertheless, whatever you say to me, I'm going to do it." And of course, you launch out and you know the end, catch much fish. Whatever he says to you, do it. Now I go back to that chapter we read in John 2, the wedding in Cana. I'm going to hurry up because I know time is gone. Now Mary said to Jesus, "There's no wine." Jesus turned to the servants and he said to them, "Fill the water pots." Now they could have said, not like Peter, Ananias, John the Baptist. They could have said, "Lord, we're talking about wine, not water. All you have to do is just say wine, and we got wine. So why would you want us to go fill the water pots?" They didn't question Jesus. Mary says, "Whatever he says to you, do it." So they went and filled the water pots. And, you know, Jesus, when he speaks, he doesn't suggest. He commands. He commands us to do. So, you know, the end of the story was that the water was turned into wine. You know, it's funny. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the water pots." One. Secondly, he said to them, take some to the governor. Now, it's one thing to fill the water pots, but now I'm going to take it to the governor. They got to laugh at me. But they obeyed. I'm trying to say something to you. We're going outside to deliver the gospel to our community. Now, one thing I want you to understand, saints, Jesus in his earthly ministry, he preached the gospel to everyone. And so he said to his disciples, Pentecost, I want you to wait for the Holy Spirit to come in you. And in verse 8, he says, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to continue the ministry that I've been preaching. Today, we as saints of Christ, he has told us in Matthew 28, go. Now we have a problem with go because it's about 85 degrees today. It's very hot outside. Does Jesus know that? I have to prepare for work tomorrow. Does Jesus know that? We have every kind of excuses to tell Jesus than to do whatever he tells you. Saints, I'm very happy that we've taken the responsibility at Good Tidings to go outside and to tell the community that Jesus saves. Do you know that the last thing that Jesus told us before he left earth was to be his witness, preach the gospel? We don't have any excuse. If you've been born of God and you have eternal life, you should be very happy. And if you're happy, your responsibility is to tell someone about Jesus. You don't have to stand up and preach. You can be the culinary staff who prepares the meal for us. You could be those who set up the outside of the microphones and so on. You could be the one giving out tracts. We're all together witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should never, ever tell Jesus why we can't do it. I am going to empower you. I'm going to give you what you need in order to declare the message of salvation. And Tuesday we're going to talk about the attribute of God, wisdom. God is omniscient. And he knows. When he sends us to do his work, he knows everything. The story is told about this gentleman who preached and preached, and he saw no one accepted the Lord, and he was very despondent. Very despondent. 25 years later, he came to the church, and he had in a wheelchair. And when they announced the preacher says, that gentleman in the wheelchair, he is responsible for my salvation, me accepting Christ as Savior. 25 years, nothing happened, said he, but it did happen. So when we go outside to tell the good news, Victor says, one. Do you remember Myron Bernard? Many times we say we haven't seen any evidence of anyone coming to Christ. That's not your job. Our job is to what? Declare the message of salvation. One day, if not here, in heaven, we will see someone who God prepared for salvation through our ministry. So, are you available? Are you desirous? Let us today go forth with the gospel to our community. And by the way, it is not just outside. It is in our home. It is in our workplace. We have the message, the good news. Don't keep it to yourself. Let's tell it. Whatsoever Jesus say to you, just do it. Don't argue. Just do it. The Lord bless you for his name's sake.